The Tenants of Wildfell Hall tells a story of a woman, Helen Graham, who has run away from her husband, who was an abusive husband and an alcoholic. It begins with a set of letters between the narrator, Gilbert Markham, and a friend. And Gilbert Markham has encountered Helen Graham in the place to which she has escaped from her husband. She arrives in this community, this small village community, as a stranger and with a small child, and no one really knows very much about her, and the mystery of where she's come from and the circumstances through which she has arrived in this particular place are what puzzle the community of which Gilbert's a member. Gilbert falls in love with her because she's a great beauty and also very mysterious, and gradually finds out more and more about her, but doesn't realise that she is in fact married to another man. She's presenting herself in this particular context as a widow. As events reach a kind of a climax, she passes to him a diary which tells of her past. And so at this point, the novel takes a step back in time and presents Helen's story in her own words through her own diary. And so here we have the story of Helen as a young girl, and we find out a little bit about her education. We find out that she was quite strong-headed and makes this a marriage to a very unsuitable man who is nonetheless very attractive, is something that's very attractive about Arthur, whom she marries. And one can absolutely understand why she does marry him, although we also understand that it's not a very good thing for her to have done. We find from her diaries the experience of the marriage as it gradually declines, his bad behaviour that gets worse and worse. There are lots of accounts of parties, actually, that he has with his dissolute friends. The journal takes us up to the time where she escapes from Arthur and arrives within the new community and where she's hiding. And at that point, we go back to Gilbert and Gilbert's letter and find out about what happens from there onwards. So in effect, the novel is just one very long letter from Gilbert to his friend. And I think we tend to forget that is actually what is happening in the novel. But it does make it, as some critics have pointed out, the longest letter in English literature.